Folks, if you love Mega like we think you do, do us a small favor. Join the Patreon. It's the number one way to support a small podcast like ours. The year we had was, well, I wouldn't say we didn't get our asses kicked with strikes and podcasting budgets getting slashed. So why not just head over and give it a try? You can do a free trial on Patreon. If that's not in your plan, at the very least, share your favorite episode of Mega with a friend and leave us a review and a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. We'd love to keep going, and we can't do it without you. Thanks. I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles new age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we give our megachurch a tiny family feel. We introduce you to members of our church staff, people from our community, and I think it's a treat and a treasure. And per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome my friend and yours, Mr. Gray Haas.
God Squad. Hallie, how are you?
I am so blessed. How are you, Gray? How are your kids who come to Climax?
Unbelievable weekend with my teens in Climax, Hallie. We had our water balloon sort of activities that we did this weekend.
Aww.
Where we, you know, had the water fights and relay races and somehow related that back to Jesus. And that was really fun and had a lot of people attending. And then Hallie, well, my friend, I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but Clay Mason Bannerman is back from Cabo.
Oh, cool.
He had a really nice time, and he kind of surprised me. I thought this was cool, and got us a membership to Soul Cycle, this really
cool,
awesome Christian gym.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was Christian. That's cool, with the bikes and everything.
Well, you know, actually, now that I think about it, I'm not totally sure if it's Christian, but I like the name.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool.
So yeah, we did that yesterday, and you know, I liked it. It's a pretty good workout. It's a lot of cardio, you know, that I don't really care about cardio that much. And, the instructors can be a bit, you know, just a bit much, a bit extra, as my kids say. And you know, Hallie, something really crazy happened at the end of class. The instructor, I think her name was, Mackenzie. Her bike came, you know how the bikes are, the exercise bikes.
Yeah, and they stay in place, but you're cycling and cycling and cycling and cycling and cycling.
Hallie, this one did not stay in place. Somehow, I think it was, you know, Chinese steel or something. It came detached from its moorings. And Mackenzie, right at the end, this, you know, cute little blonde lady who's, you know, probably weighs 100 pounds soaking wet and it has honestly too much energy. Some would call that, you know, just kind of a frantic energy. The bike came detached and she went sailing out the window.
What?
Yeah, of the second floor of SoulCycle.
Oh, no.
And before we knew, and we all ran to the window, and she even carried on down the street a bit before she, you know, crashed into the curb, and I thought she was dead.
Whoa.
And so we went running down, and, you know, Clay has a lot of first aid training. This was, I mean, I don't want to get into it, but he started doing mouth-to-mouth on her. I'm like, Clay? She's still breathing. I'm not even sure why he's doing mouth to mouth.
Yeah, she didn't drown.
No. And so I, you know, kind of, I was like, you got to stabilize the neck and stuff. So I just started praying, Hallie. And awesome. I was just like, you know, Jesus, please save Mackenzie. And she came to. Luckily, the safety glass was in the window, so she didn't get cut or anything. And the bike had enough flex that apparently she's fine. And the crazy thing is this happens all the time at SoulCycle, I guess.
Is that right?
Yeah, the bikes just don't stay on the stands.
Whoa. Probably because it's not a Christian company.
That's right. Well, I do like it more than Orange Theory. Anyway, Hallie, how are you?
Oh, I had a cool God thing happen this week. Oh, great.
Really?
I thought this would be a cool thing to share. I put a cool yard sign in our yard. You know how you do?
Yeah, what was it?
Well, I did a Bible verse and I felt so good about it. I got it at the Hobby Lobby and it said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
Oh, serve the Lord?
Isn't that awesome? I just thought it's such a cool witness, you know, and then people will know that the family who lives here is awesome, you know?
Definitely.
And that we're Christ followers and that we're God honoring with our lives. And then I don't know how quickly this happened, but it just came to my attention that I noticed that the guy who lives across the street, I don't really know him. I think he works at the university. I think he might be, I don't know what he is, but he put out a yard sign that said, "In this house, we believe in science."
Oh, no.
And I was like, is that some kind of like response to my sign? Because my sign said, you know, "As for me and my house." And then his says, "In this house, we believe."
Right. I mean, how do you believe in science? It seems crazy.
Yeah.
Science is changing all the time. God is unchanging.
Exactly. And scientists are clear God haters who are just trying to lead people astray. So I was like, you know what? I got an idea. And I'm like, I'm gonna put up another sign in the yard.
Oh, good for you.
And I'm gonna put it down by the mailbox, kind of where I have these, I have all these beautiful petunias that are purple and pink down by the. And so I put up a sign that said "Fetal Lives Matter."
Kind of a tit for tit.
Yeah, and I just thought that's a good witness, you know?
Right.
Wouldn't you know it, Gray? They put up a sign that said "Women's rights are human rights."
Ugh,
and I was like,
sick.
I don't even get it. Okay. So if, you know, if it's going to go on a sign, it should be, you know, understandable.
Right. How about human rights are human rights?
Yeah. People are driving by fast in cars. Okay. So like, let's keep it simple. Stupid. So then I saw this, I thought was so cool. I saw it at Hobby Lobby. I put up another sign that said, "Lord, protect our borders."
Oh,
which I
like
thought
that.
Was so
yeah,
cool.
We're going to need that right now because, you know, the caravan's coming.
Guess what he put up in response? I'm pretty sure it's in response. He put up a sign that said, "No human is illegal."
I mean, at this point, Hallie, what are you thinking? This is getting a bit, you know, this is getting a bit intense.
Yeah. And so
I think you're winning, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And my yard's getting a little cluttered. And so I was like, I got to stop this once and for all. So I go back to Hobby Lobby. I'm like, do you have anything good in the back? It took me a while to find the perfect thing. But guess what I put out?
Oh, like one of those bums that looks like a lady's underwear showing in the flower bed?
Oh, like she's bending over to attend to the garden.
That is so funny.
Like
I love those.
The little bloomers with the little chunky cheeks. No, I put out a sign that said, "God is love." And I said, you know what?
Touché.
There's no response to that.
Touché, Jose.
Right? And you wouldn't believe it.
No.
But,
how do you come back to
guess
that?
Guess what appears? His sign says, "Love is love." And I'm like, again, I don't get it,
no.
Buddy boy. Okay.
No.
So you can't just use the human language to, you know, say whatever you want And then, this is the God thing, Gray. You know, we had that real bad storm last night.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We had a couple branches down. It was blowing so hard, all the signs went scattering like post-it notes in a high wind.
I know. I was actually over at Clay's and I actually had to stay over for a bit because I wasn't safe to drive.
Yeah, it was bad out there. So when I woke up, I looked out to survey the damage. And guess what? Out of all the signs, the only one still standing said, God is love.
That is a sign, Hallie.
Right? Evidently, my husband, Lance Labonte, had gone down there and put that one back up on his way out the driveway early this morning. But I still think it's super cool and a total God thing.
Yeah, that's still a sign.
Yeah.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Just like Jesus' stone rolled away on Easter, our guest today is going to roll away with your hearts. It's the head of our roller skating ministry, Freelon Doden. Welcome to the program, my friend.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to be here, you guys.
Freelon, you are a ray of sunshine, and I've just got to describe to everyone what you're wearing there. It's like, okay, so starting on your feet, you've got, are those rollerblades? What are roller skates?
They're quads, Greg.
Oh.
So yeah, just like a little thing for me to feel a little original in the pandemic, and I was like, what I want to do that no one else is doing right now and the pandemic, and also like keep those likes happening on my TikTok, I took up quad roller skating.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, you know, I don't do anything without thinking about how does this affect my relationship with Jesus. And I was like, what if I did this as a way to recruit people from roller skating parks and rinks into our church.
Awesome.
That is amazing.
Because
I
you know
that.
They're going to be cool people if they're on skates. And then when they get to Twin Hills, they're going to be like, this is such a cool church.
I told them how much flat ground we have. And they're excited. They're excited.
I mean, these parking lots are amazing for roller skating, I'm sure.
It's incredible. There's no slants, and you can really feel it when you're on quads. That's something that people don't know on quads. You know, like if it's like a little sloped, you can feel it.
Oh.
Well, this yeah. And sorry, just to continue to describe what you're wearing, I guess that that is spandex is the material. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, I mean, you kind of look like even, it's like a windsuit or something. Like, what do you call that?
That's a good question. I got this off Etsy from a couple of accounts that I follow. They had that as a hot tip. So yes, but it is a spandex and windsuit. It's a spandex windsuit. So as you can see, if I put my arms down by my sides, I just look like I'm straight out of Physical with Rose Byrne. So fun. And then 1, 2, 3, batwing arms. I'm
Whoa!
Ready. I'm like a flying squirrel. I'm like a flying squirrel.
Oh, goodness.
A fluorescent flying squirrel with fluorescent yellow and fluorescent pink. They'll see you coming.
I got it custom made. I got it custom made after I got it.
And I love that it says, what does that say? Jesus skates?
Jesus skates, but there's only one S connecting the word to Jesus and the word to skates to just remind us that Jesus is connected to everything we do.
Awesome. Do people often think that that says Jesus Kates then?
People have told me that a lot. A lot, yes. But, you know, it's no sweat off my back to just remind them that it's not what they think. But yeah, I do get that a lot.
The way you rolled into the studio here today, I thought you must be able to tool around this whole huge campus so fast. I mean, all of the floors are this like smooth stone. Everything's flat. You can get from one end of an annex to the other end of the food court in what, just a few minutes? What's your speed?
From here, the recording studio, to the food court, it is approximately 38 seconds.
Oh my goodness.
I have
so
the timing. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit, you said it, you know, you got into skating during the pandemic, and I'm just kind of wondering what you mean by skating in TikTok, because I really love TikTok, and I think it's a really amazing technology just to get the word out about Jesus and all the awesome things he's doing.
OMG_D. You don't follow me on TikTok yet?
Oh yeah, what's your handle there?
You can follow me at Set Me Free Lawn Skates.
Set me free, Lon Skates. Oh, yeah. I love that.
That is so
because
cool.
Jesus set me free.
That is so cool. And that your name is Freelon. It's so cool to have freedom right there in your name.
It feels divine.
And I mean, there is nowhere that you can be as free as you can in this Christian nation. I'll tell you that right now. We're the most free people in the whole world, except for evangelical Christians. We're the most depressed people in the whole world, you know?
Mm-hmm. Two are both at the same time, and they're equally true all the time.
Awesome.
So Freelon, how are you experiencing, what kind of feedback are you getting when you're bringing Jesus into, you know, the skate park, into the parking lots around Indianapolis? Are people responding to what you're up to?
Great. I gotta say it's been pretty good. I mean, great. I have to remember when I am spreading the good word, how to relate to my audience, right? So now that I can completely connect with people with a huge American pastime that I have now introduced myself to the community as someone who just picked it up in the pandemic. I have to make sure that I know their language so they can hear my language.
I see.
So I've developed my own spin move where I grab my foot, I grab my toe stop on one quad skate, and I stick my arm out on the other side and spin around, and I call it the cross.
Awesome. Oh,
what a beautiful image.
That is so cool. And what a witness that you have on this awesome platform. And I know that TikTok is so cool, but I also know, Freelon, that there's probably a lot of pressure out there for you to put on a bikini and show them what you're working with while you're on your quads out there. Because I know that so many girls, they really think that that's the only way they can get attention on TikTok is to show their midriff or all the goods, you know? And I just feel like you know that modest is hottest. And you're covered in nylon, but how do you handle the pressure to be, you know, wicked like they want you to be on these platforms?
Right. And I just did follow you, and I'm noticing that you do have a few that are in a bikini. So I was wondering how you sort of balance that.
Not just a few, Gray. Hallie, this is a great question. And it's something that I definitely want to talk about because it involves a spiritual experience I had with Jesus.
Oh, okay.
I know. So I was exactly what you said, Hallie, where I'm out there, I'm roller skating, I'm doing my innocent, very, very only Jesus motivated thing out here. And how do I reconcile all these gals in their bikinis doing the same thing? And how I approached it is I first started very, very modest. I didn't know what I was doing. I was lost in the dark. I was looking for a sign. I was asking Jesus, how do I reconcile the bikini world of TikTok and my love for you? And yeah. Jesus came in a vision. And that vision was in the form of over 250,000 likes on my first bikini post.
Holy smokes. Yeah.
Amazing.
And I was like, how? This is an enormous amount of love that I am being shown. It is not human. None of my videos got 250,000 likes, but I heard Jesus's voice and he said, try a bikini, Freelon.
Wow.
Just try it and right. I will reward you. And the next day, my follower count went up by the tens of thousands. How is that not Jesus's love? So now wow. I'm a bikini person. It's straight from his omens himself.
Well, it looks like some of these bikinis are Christian themed, which is, you mm-hmm. know, not for nothing. You got the one where on each triangle over your chest area, there's a beautiful cross.
Right.
And then it looks like on one of these down on the bottom part in the front of your bikini, it just has a big red circle with a slash through it, like the no Ghostbuster, you know, that symbol, like no entry. Mm-hmm. And that's a good message too.
I can still spread the word and the good message in a G-string. That's what people don't realize, Hallie. It's not about what you wear. It's how you wear it and what's on it.
Wow. And I guess when there's a G-string, it's sort of making the shape of a cross. Like it has the long part, you know, in between the cheeks, and then it spreads out at the top like a cross.
Hallie, I wasn't going to say anything to not cut you off. I just wanted you to come to that conclusion yourself. I didn't want to even say anything, but you said it. You said it. You said it perfectly.
And I'll say this, Freelon. It sounds like you are spreading the good word about Jesus without spreading your legs. I mean, unless you have to open your legs for a move on your skates, I suppose.
To make the cross move. I do have to spread my legs wide open for that cross move. Otherwise, people can't tell it's a cross.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Got it. Yeah.
You know, and maybe this is, you know, maybe it's good to dwell in sort of these gray areas because, you know, for a lot of young people, they see someone in the bikini that's just going, I want to do that. I want to look like that. But what you're saying is, yes, you've got the bikini, but you're using it as a way to bring young people to Christ. And I guess I would also ask, you know, about how old are you?
Just guess. I mean, 19. I won't be mad. Oh, that's so nice. Really? I won't be mad.
I was
going to
say 38.
Oh, you were going to say 38? I was going to say 20, 21.
Really? I definitely thought 38.
Okay, so I said I won't be mad. And I said it, so I'm not. But I'm 32.
Okay.
I'm 32. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Like so, a teenager.
And is roller skating popular among people in their 30s? I mean, that just really seems to me like, I mean, I'm in my 30s and I mean, barely. And I just am like, okay, I just didn't even know that this was something that people were doing in the 30s.
Yeah. So that's a great question, Gray. It turns out not at all. But there's a ton of people like me, good Christian gals, who were feeling just like really sad by the pandemic. And we're like, what do we do? We're losing followers. How do we show our love for Jesus and have some hot videos to do that with? So there has been, dare I say, a resurrection of roller skating among 30 and above year old women, and even like 20s, because I feel like when I was started, I was really, really close to 29. So a bunch of us, a wide range, but we're here and we're here to stay, and we are gonna get into those skate parks. No matter how bad we are, what tricks we're working on, we want to be there too.
Wow. Oh, I love that.
Well, I think it's going to keep you young because they say right. that, you know, motion is lotion for your joints. And the only way to keep from getting stiff and old is to stay active so that you're young.
And speaking of joints, I would love to ask about the two casts. Is that what you would call those on your wrist?
Yeah, there's casts. I don't know what else you would call them. I've never heard any other word besides cast, but yeah, there's one on each wrist. As you can see, I've decorated them from yes. a little Etsy shop. Again, Etsy is great. They have everything.
Awesome.
That's from when I broke my wrists.
Oh no. But I think that's cool that your casts are made out of American flag material. That's, again, a good message about Christ, because he's nothing if not a democratic capitalist American. He's nuts about it. You know, it's his preferred way.
Oh, he's nuts about it. Absolutely. So it's another way. I just think of it as another way to spend the message, and a way that I can't stop my wrist from getting hurt again. I guess my problem was I just wanted to do what everybody was doing on their TikToks, like right away without building up that muscle strength, because I was in a pandemic for about a year before I started. Okay. But I didn't, and I broke my wrist.
Okay.
And every single time I get the casts off, I do end up breaking them again.
Oh no,
re-breaking.
Yeah, I end up re-breaking. But the silver lining is, because you always got to look for one, is that it makes the lines when I do the trick, the cross, really, really straight.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that must be that must be very painful to re-break the wrists.
Yeah, all of that. Oh. All of that, what you said, it's true. They hurt right now. If I'm honest, they hurt right now. I guess that would be the one thing that I don't really like about roller skating, quad skating. It's brought so much joy into my life, but also chronic pain.
Right. When you waved your hand earlier, it sounded like a box of cereal or something.
It sounded like a box of cereal. Yes. It's just kind of loose. At this point, I'm not sure what's re-healing and what's not. Right. I think I'm just kind of destined to having a couple of loose bones just rattle in there. But it makes a little noise whenever I wave at my skater buddies. And hey, anything that you can do to attract attention to Jesus is what I'm all about.
That's right. It almost sounds like a rain stick. You could do that around the bonfire with your skate friends. And speaking of your skate friends, what have you learned about the people who are out skating? Are they kind of, secular humanists? Are they atheists? Are they Christian? Are they, and how do you speak their language to make them realize how cool church is?
That's a great question, Hallie. So now that you ask, it makes me realize I actually haven't stopped talking once to hear anything about them. And I guess maybe that's just my vibe. I'm all about vibes, and maybe I just have a lot of vibes when I go out to skate parks. So maybe there's just not time to receive information right while I'm giving it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know very, very little about my skate buddies.
You know, I think that is an awesome point, Freelon, because it's kind of like, hey, you've got the good news. If somebody's got the really good news, you're not going, hey, I've got the best news that you've ever heard. What's your news? No, it doesn't really matter what their news is, because you've got the best news.
That's right.
You get it, Gray. Yes, you see me. Oh, I can never remember a thing. I'm just talking away with all of the good, best news.
Oh, man. And I love that we can hear you coming, because you got that, what is it, like a fanny pack boom box where you pump your Christian rock while you're, heading down the sidewalk?
I will say people at skate parks love this. They love it. They love it when there's a competing sound to their tunes that they've already set up with their boombox. I see the reaction on their faces. They're like, oh, they just stare right at me and they go, ah, there she is again. I mean, I can't just stop getting stared at while I'm blasting my little fanny pack boombox. I think people love it.
Yeah, and they probably don't even know it's Christian because it sounds so cool.
It's really, really cool. But just in case they forgot, I love to blast 5 Second Rule, which is, maybe you didn't know, but it's a Christian ska band. But just in case, it's so fun. It's so funky and it's so relatable.
Right.
That's what I love about it, is that you wouldn't even know it's Christian music, but it totally is. But just in case they forget, I always just shout Jesus randomly.
Yeah, I think that's great because, I've really been getting into Owl City lately, and they're also a band because I love EDM and, when I'm working out. But, people are like, what is this? And I'm like, this is a Christian band, guys, and people don't realize it.
I didn't realize that Owl City is a Christian band.
Oh, totally. I mean, look at them.
They are so cool. Wow. Now that I'm pulling up an album cover, wow, you can really tell.
Well, I'm going to try to get into BDM. That sounds cool.
Oh, I think that's something different, Hallie. Are you married?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Would you like to be married? Because I like playing matchmaker. What kind of person are you into?
Oh my gosh. I mean, how do I even describe someone I'd like? I feel like I'm so original. Gosh, I guess I'm not sure if I'm like, I'm kind of a nerd. I'm also kind of quirky. So I guess somebody who can handle me at my worst and deserve me at my best.
Awesome.
I guess that's I know that's kind of like, who is this person? Like, she's really random coming out of nowhere. But that's really true to me.
Right.
I'm just being me. And so I guess somebody who can just accept me for me and doesn't get in the way of my wine. I need it.
Is quad skating mostly gals, or do you meet some handsome hunks out there on the roller blades?
Oh, there are some people that would lead me straight into temptation. Totally.
Oh.
I mean, at 38, I just do think that you could probably...
You said 38? Oh, great. I think you made a mistake. Who are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. You said you were 32.
32.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I got stuck 38 in my head. But anyway.
Don't see why.
I mean, at 32, I think it is really important that you, you do find someone. And I am, I myself am too busy to date right now. But, as someone who is going into the 30s, I'm really thinking like, wow, it's important to find that person that you're really going to spend the rest of your life with. And so, my prayer for you is that, when you are skating, you're just going to find that guy to roll into your life.
I mean, who knows where I'll meet somebody. I feel like maybe sometimes it feels like, oh, I don't even want to get started because what if I have too many options?
Well, I know one thing, Freelon, and that's that God is preparing the perfect partner for you and a helpmate, and there is nothing better than Christian marriage. I'll tell you what, I love mine.
Oh, I know. I've been married.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah, nothing better, like you said, nothing better than Christian marriage. Mine lasts for 8 awesome Christian years, and I loved it. I really loved it.
Oh, no.
It's great.
Did he pass away?
No. We broke up by him telling me that was going to happen.
Oh,
so, different things, different lives. Great. It's fun. I love him. I love it. I'm so happy. Really? Not that I wasn't happy in the marriage. I was. But now I'm happy in a different way because it's not in my life anymore.
Oh, I'm so sorry. When did you all break up?
Yeah. Okay. So it was January. Ooh, no. It was a couple months later. It was March 2020.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right during the pandemic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, really? It coincided? Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, because I just remember, I have this vague memory of looking at a calendar that said March when the world shut down. And then like at the end of the month, my guy, Barry, he said, wow, this is what living with you is like. It's not for me. And left. And I was like, okay, that's weird. Oh, that's awkward. Awkward. LOL, what do I do? R-O-F-L. My husband left me. Awkward. So fun. Ha ha. Well, joke's on you, but I guess me. LOL. Can't stop laughing. Cry face emoji. Crazy. Let's go nuts. And I just, in a fugue state, ordered a pair of roller skates from Etsy, my favorite shop, and then just waited, did nothing, didn't even really go to the bathroom until it was absolutely necessary for them to show up, put them on my feet, and just left my house for 2 weeks.
What a great story.
I love your attitude. And you actually shed some light on Christian marriage for me because you said you were happily Christian married for 8 Christian years. And I realized Christian years are kind of like dog years, aren't they? Like, it's sort of like 7
yeah.
years. For it's like 7 years.
Because you feel really old after a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You really do. A Christian year is kind of like a dog year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like you've landed in such a better place.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And even though, divorce really breaks the heart of God, it just seems like you have found your way into, I'm just getting, a grounded, centered energy off of you and that you've found this.
Yeah, you can feel that because I can.
Yeah, and that's what's gonna...
Wow, that's so great that we're exchanging vibes, right?
I know.
Oh, that's so great that you can feel that I'm grounded because I really do feel better than ever.
You're kind of peeking out. If you could just, it's a bit loud. Anyway,
oh really?
But
microphone
attitude,
can't handle my vibe.
Sorry, we had a sound guy waving, kind of making a sound going.
Oh, I thought he was waving at me. I was like, "Hello, sound guy."
Well, I was going to say, it's this exact energy you're exuding that is going to draw a beautiful partner into your life. You know, when they see that your glass is so half full and you have such a good attitude, the men are going to be, you're going to have to beat them off with a stick, Freelon.
Helly, oh my gosh, I would just marry you.
That would be so fun because it would probably just take years down to being years instead of 7 and 1.
Yeah.
For Freelon Doden was played by Leland Bowden. She is so funny on Murderville on Netflix. Highly recommend. And follow her at Your Friend Leland. I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.